Welcome back of Steam, Steel, and Murder with part 2 of section 61. The players were Jay Gilt, Joshua, Jameis, Marcus, Sherrod, and Nick. Only one more full session to the end of the season. If you have comments for us, please leave them at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com or join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's blumagik.com/forums. Thanks for listening, and here is session 61, part 2.
Okay,
let's go. Sounds like everyone's there.
Yes, I'm just trying to convince Marcus to come with us as a party.
So let's say this. You, Marcus, you can go to their lab here, and you can just get all the stuff working. Because you've got to, you know, put the blood through a separator and all this other stuff.
So and that the could hair be and all that stuff.
That could be being done while you go to the nightclub.
Mm-hmm. Huzzahs!
All right. It's a nightclub, of course. So.
Well, it's still at the Oasis is still part of the hotel, isn't it?
It is, but their acts don't start until nighttime.
Well, yeah, but we can get hold of the staff register or start asking the staff if they know this person.
Oh, of course, yes. We're back at the Oasis now, then, after you've dropped off your samples. Of course. Alexandra's one of our top acts.
Will she be appearing sometime soon?
Yes, she will. She's playing tonight, actually.
How long has she been working for you?
You're talking to the bartender. She's been singing here for almost a year now.
Did she, insert correct date, was she with a soldier around this time?
What do you mean by with, buddy?
Just
she doesn't have a steady, if that's what you mean.
Just
she seems to have a thing. She seems to have a thing for soldiers. She buys them drinks every now and then. Says it's doing her part to support the
troops.
Hey, now, she's not that kind of lady, though. No, she just buys them drinks and sits and talks with them. Says it makes them feel better.
Charitable service. Is there any chance that we could go and talk to her? It's regarding...
I don't know where she lives. She just shows up for a set.
Would they know upstairs?
I don't see why. I mean, she... just like any of the other band members are here. I mean, you know, we don't have contracts. They get paid each night that they work. She doesn't have a room here, if that's what you're asking.
I think we're going to have to wait until tonight to meet this Alexandra.
Which isn't that far off, by the way. You got back, kind of late afternoon.
You've got gin and tonic?
Ah, sure, buddy.
Great.
On the rocks.
Line them up.
Yeah. He starts pouring.
Excellent. I start drinking. God, I hate my life.
Pour some in a little dog bowl for Frederick. Might as well kill his kidneys, too. All right. Yeah, it's not, you got here a little early, but it's not, you don't have that much longer to wait before they start getting their night crowd ready. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of people that are on the band stage right now, and they're setting up instruments. You guys all have the map of the lounge up?
Yep.
Yes.
We've had it the entire time. We've just never known what to do with it.
I've always noticed it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a band stand up there past the booths. There's some guys that are setting up their instruments and they're running some tests.
Okay, just because I have to be racist, do they look German?
They're all...
How would you know?
Yeah. They're actually...
Look like?
Yeah. they're all black men, for one thing.
Okay, that lowers the chances that they're German.
Music.
What the hell?
They start tuning their instruments and go into a little set as they're warming up.
Okay. I think we should disperse amongst tables or whatever else because we'll draw attention to ourselves as a big group.
I continue to drink.
at the bar.
Is the sun under the yard arm yet?
Hold on a second. Let me, just so I have an idea of where everybody is, let me grab your tokens.
Tokens! Yay!
There. Just stick yourselves around the tables or wherever you are. I've even included Frederick.
We don't own anything. I don't own mine.
I own mine.
Let me set yours again there.
I think I have to keep relogging in or something. It doesn't really like to work.
Yeah, it apparently doesn't like you. There.
It's because of New Zealand.
I don't own mine either.
Okay.
Oh, we seem to have brought one of the goons with us.
That will be a bystander.
I'm surprised so we didn't save someone. We really should save someone.
We did save people.
I know. Right, but no one important. We saved a bunch of nobodies.
Everyone else I was a goon and you beat them to a pulp and left them in another room.
Okay, Mr. Marlowe, where are you sitting?
I'm sitting next to Frederick. Frederick and I are sitting next to each other.
Okay.
At the bar.
I'm going to walk over to Mr. Marlowe and take one of his nicely lined up gin and tonics and go, why, thank you, sir. That was very kind of you.
That's no problem. I'm a gentleman.
Where's the entrance to the bar? Right. Oh, where's the entrance to the club is probably the big question.
Entrance to the club is out this way where I'm making the blip.
Right.
This area down through here are private rooms. And, people start coming in. You notice that there is a fairly large number of soldiers that come into this bar as it starts getting nighttime outside. Since this is kind of an English hangout and, the soldiers do patrol the area to keep everyone safe, this has become a favorite watering hole for them. So, yeah, many soldiers still in uniform, lining up at the bar, sitting at tables as it's a jazz trio on stage, just start playing some of the popular tunes. There's no singer just yet as, the crowd starts, building up somewhat. Apparently you're in the middle of happy hour, so half off drinks and,
excellent!
Awesome!
Well, actually, didn't he buy his drinks before they were half off?
Yep.
I don't care. I buy more than it is half off.
Insane, would you object
to the second wine and third row?
Yes, you get a bottle of wine at the table. A nice Merlot or perhaps a Burgundy.
Miss Ellerby, would you like a beverage?
Sure.
Scotch is lovely this time of year. Well, really, all times of year. I like whiskey, gin.
That shows that now Marlowe's token is upside down.
I'm not facing the outside. I don't give a damn. I'm drinking. I have truly and well fallen off the damn way.
George has got a banana daiquiri.
Okay, well, I will sit down and I will have a beverage. Miss Ellerby, please, Jane, mingle. Have fun.
Yeah, I got plenty here.
All right. Jane, fortified with a little bit of gin and tonic, goes and starts talking to some of the soldier boys.
I'm going to be keeping an eye out, looking for any... I'm going to surreptitiously try and see if any of them seem to be anything suspicious.
Well, this is a good time to get alertness rolls from everybody for the scene.
When it appears that he seems to be eyeing some of the soldiers, I surreptitiously move to a different table.
I said surreptitiously.
Yes, meaning you were sneaking glances.
All right, Marlo, what'd you get?
You.
I got a 10!
Marlo got a 10, okay.
Wow, the drunken guy got a 10.
Yep. What did Gavin get? Well, he's got this nice mirror that's behind the bartender that he just looks into the whole night.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, two people got +4s. Jealous of you people.
What did Gavin get?
8.
8, okay. And Huntigard?
1.
1. And Sharon, what did...
2.
2.
God.
And what did Ethan Thane get?
Ethan Thane is spending a chip for a reroll. Mm-hmm. Now you see it, now you don't, because he's trying to see things.
Sure.
Now you don't.
He is still distracted by the boys and their finery.
All right, so what's your total?
That is a 3.
It's a 3. And Bishop?
7.
Go to 7, okay. So,
real quick, Frederick has a +3 in alertness.
Yeah, yep.
So that gives me a +2 or plus?
It adds to you since that's what he does. So it's
plus. Oh, okay. Two. I have a
13. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
That's all he does is look out for Marlo.
Yep. Wow. Marlo sees all and knows all.
Yep. He can eventually.
And doesn't care.
Yeah.
Nope.
He can also catch bullets from Marlo, and that's the two things he does.
Oh no, he's not a physical thing, so.
Oh yeah, but your companions can always take damage for you.
I love Frederick.
Okay. He's not a physical thing in that Frederick only actually exists in Marlo's mind because of all the drinking he's been doing.
All right, so the curtains behind the stage part, and the lights start to dim down in the room. Everybody's got basically a bottle with a floating candle in it at their tables. Otherwise, the lights are kind of diffused and somewhat on the stage. The trio starts to play Blue Moon, and then you hear in the background this very strong, very elegant female voice starts to sing, and a woman walks onto the stage, and the curtains and all the soldiers start immediately whooping and hollering. And a woman who looks like Alexandra as described to you, very tall, dark hair. She's wearing a black dress that's got sequins on it. They kind of shine in the light that's kind of reflected off the stage. And she's just got this very powerful voice that lightens the atmosphere. It's a very good singing voice. And she plays to the crowd. It's very, you know, very sultry. She'll go from table to table and caress a soldier's cheek there or wink at a soldier, you know, at another table. And she really plays the crowd. The trio on stage are, you know, they're really talented musicians as well. And once she gets full into her act, the hooping and hollering kind of goes very quiet and everyone's just really enjoying the music and the singing. Everyone's kind of being wary. I take it as they're kind of looking to see what goes on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Check for any sealed devices.
Wow. Wow. You are a person. You are a person. Can you use your x-ray vision to do what every third-year-old boy wants to do? Yes. Yes, I can. Bow chicka bow wow.
I have no idea how his goggles actually work. I'm asking you to check if there's any sort of...
Miss Alexandra seems to be unendowed with any...
Was that the first devices? Time that wow, wow, that came on SSM.
It might have.
I think so.
All right. She seems to be wearing very, very little other than her stage outfit. No guns strapped to a thigh, nothing like that. No. Yes. Yes, Ethan is drinking and watching.
I've given this to Hundegard.
Oh, no, I'm not doing
Since
it.
I'm okay. Very unobservant.
So,
you're more observant than I am. I have a one.
It just means that, the music and the singing and just her presence is distracting. You're not really able to keep track of what's going on around you.
Yeah, I probably close my eyes and just listen.
I love how three of us are like, yeah, we're not paying attention to her. We're paying attention to everything.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Marlowe, with this, you know, substantial 13, as she passes one table, you know, kind of caresses the cheek of one of the soldiers who, tries to land a kiss on her cheek, and she definitely evades it. As she gets to the next table, there's a couple of, people that are, you know, they're kind of dressed in, to look like they're natives, you know, but, they're obviously not. They're much paler. They may be businessmen. Hard to tell. But as she kind of does her thing and passes by the table and she caresses the arm of one guy, you catch it in the mirror. There's an envelope that's passed to her. And, you know, as she rounds a corner, she kind of puts it in the back of her dress.
God, I am so dumb.
Seducer! Seducer!
That is not what I am tempted to do. What?
So the first song is kind of a slow tempo and kind of sultry. And the next one is like very lively. She belts into this one. The soldiers now, you know, getting a little louder. They start singing along and clapping. And this seems to be a favorite sort of thing. The table of guys, there were three of them there that were wearing the native garb. And they had, I guess fezes weren't really worn yet at this time.
No, those turbans. Were,
yep, turbans. So they get up and they leave. Okay. Or at least heading out the door.
Is she wearing any, like, rings or anything?
No, not at all. Other than the sequined black dress, she's not got any jewelry or anything else on.
Mm.
I follow them!
Mm-hmm. I see him leaving.
Yeah. Who was that? Ethan?
Yes.
With a 3, sure. Yeah, you see Marlo get up. It's mostly his dog that you see, you know, belly dragging on the ground.
Frederick is not fat. Stop the man to sell. Frederick is a lean, hunting who murders
A variety of soldiers give him dirty looks at how he mistreats them. All
right, so yeah, you catch sight of Marlo kind of...
Wait about after they leave, then just nudge the guard. To let him know what happened. And
Where is Bishop on this map?
Bishop's at the top, near the stage.
Oh, well then damn, no, I'm not going to motion to you. Oh well.
Marlo, you
really... I will follow Marlo out, though.
Hold on, Josh. What is Ethan doing?
Ethan is hunting arm with a nudge, and then about 2 minutes after Marlo has left, so it's not to arouse suspicion, he will leave. And follow.
Okay. As you get up, Bishop, the singing of the one song comes to an end, and Alexander says, she's making microphone. She says, "Oh, hey boys, we got ourselves a genuine celebrity here." And the spotlights, 3 of them, coalesce on Bishop as he's standing, as he's leaving his table.
I don't leave.
And she kind of sashays over to you, and she hands you, she kind of puts the microphone so that you can both be heard over it, and says, "If I'm not mistaken, this is Mr. Bishop, recently in the news, has some political aspirations, I believe. One of the brave men from Metapole." And she hands you the microphone. Why don't you say a few words to these soldiers to cheer them up in there?
I signal the bartender for a double.
Over. I can I make an oratory roll?
Sure, you can.
Inspirational speeches, baby. I get +2.
There you go.
7.
7, okay. By the end of your speech, the 3 people with their jazz instruments at the top are running off the what is the British national anthem?
God Save the Queen.
Yeah, there you go. So God Save the Queen, it goes into full.
God Save the King at this point, I think.
Yeah, so the God Save the King.
I make sure to have my my hand over my heart as they play and sing along with them. To sing along with the song.
Yeah, Ethan and I are using this as a perfect distraction to follow Marlo.
This is the perfect distraction to escape.
Distraction, not distraction.
Distraction to escape the bar.
Yes, yes. And
Bert, yes. I'm going to take a nice picture of this.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And as she takes the microphone back after your stirring speech, everyone gives you, some applause. And as she sits down,
I bow, like, thank you, thank you.
She gives you a kiss on the cheek, and all the soldier boys are doing the wolf calls when that happens.
And
she whispers,
take another picture of that.
I make sure to kind of.
Yes!
I make sure to
And she whispers into your ear as she takes back the microphone. She says, "Allow me to buy you a drink after the set. I'd love to talk to you."
Sure, I smile. I smile and nod, and I make sure that I do like a handshake or something, you know, and I make sure that it can clearly see my left hand with the ring on it. And I kind of, do it more than a little.
So you're brazen about your adultery.
I have a wife, damn it.
So, and let's all remember that Mr. Bishop has long since gotten rid of his negative aspect about being kidnapped.
He's about to be kidnapped again.
Yes.
I think we can put this down as 2 likely abductions. First by the Germans and then by his wife.
All right. So,
Bert, did you tap my aspect?
Well? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah. I do get a chip then. sure, I get it.
Marlo follows the 3 guys out, and, Marlo, also with your extraordinary perception roll there, you also notice that as they're walking through, their costumes kind of catch on their hips, so you know that they're all armed as well. You see like the bulge of a firearm beneath their gown. All right. And so they go out of the establishment, but instead of going down through like the main street, they cut down, the back alley.
All right. Then I'll so go to ambush it, them there.
Yeah, makes it a little harder for you to be inconspicuous down here as there's no traffic. Or are you just rushing them as soon as they turn down the alley?
Yeah, basically, I don't care. I'm just going to beat them.
All right, well, let's initiate then. Everyone else who's following Marlo out, you're going to sit out of the first round, but everyone else initiate as well, and then on the second round, you can pick up.
Okay. Yeah. So could I... Well, hey, actually, Bert, real quick, could I do a stealth stalk so that I can basically get up on them quietly and quickly?
Yes, you can, but since they went down an alley, it's harder to stealth through here. So, yeah, go ahead and roll that first. I'll give them a perception roll. Right. And if you win it, you can have an action before they can act.
I will spend a chip on that, on one of my murder aspects. Let's see.
I am going to put you at -2 just because back alley, it's very hard to... You can't blend into anything. There's nothing really back here to...
Eyes in the shadow of a dustbin.
Yeah, I deal in a dirty business. So I'll just go ahead and take that one.
You want to wait? Do you want to wait until they roll to see if you have to roll? I mean, remember, you don't have to.
Sure, I have a 4.
You have a 4 right now. Okay. Yep. They have a 3, so you would beat them straight out or flat out. So okay, yeah, you're able to sneak up. They don't notice that you're there. They seem to be speaking to each other in German.
Oh, what are they saying?
one of them says. Her fees have gone up. Yes, but she's worth it.
And now it's attack time. Attack.
All right. Yeah. Free action. They don't get their defense because you snuck up on them. So what do you do? I will say they are not a mob, so you're not going to get overflow damage. So
all right. I have a stunt called Wall of Death that allows me to do a spray attack.
Sure.
With a weapon. Will that hit them all?
What kind of weapon are you using?
A baton. It's just a physical, it's a physical spray
go
attack.
Ahead. Go ahead.
All right. Sweet.
Spray of blows.
Yep.
And what does it do? Just spread out your damage amongst a number of targets?
Hold on. Let me pop open the Drizzen thing to read.
Because I don't think it does the same amount of damage to all targets. I think it's spread out between your targets. But
I don't have any of my stuff on this computer. Never mind. I just
let's just go with that. Go ahead and use it. But let's just roll that whatever your damage is, you can spread out to the number of people you've got.
Okay. That will be 8, 9.
Sorry.
It'll be 8 to hit.
Well, you hit.
I hit automatically. So
yeah, because since they didn't know you were there, they don't get any normal defense.
Okay.
So what is your total damage?
It's going to be an 11.
An 11. Okay. It takes 4 to take down any one person. So how do you want to do it?
It takes 4. So I'll just spend 1 chip to get a +1 to bring it up to a 12, and then spend 2 chips on X Major Turn Sheamus, and this is a chess match, this is war, to get 16, so I bring them all 3 down.
Okay.
Why do you need to get 16 when you need
this?
Need 12 to take them down.
So I can splatter their brains all over the walls and then press a tableau and go. No, I just spend the 1 chip to get a +1.
Sure, Marlo comes up from behind and rat-a-tat-tat with the baton on the crown and all 3 go down.
Do-do-do-do.
I just imagine Marlo's like, what a pleasant evening, gentlemen. Like, after he does that, it's like, oh, what a pleasant evening, gentlemen. Oh, you're all down now.
What a surprise. All right, I search him.
All right, so you guys have followed Marlo out the back. Marlo is in the middle of dragging bodies.
Oh, Mr. Thane.
You would not have seen Marlo's attack. You would have gotten there when he starts dragging bodies.
Why am I not surprised?
Let's get these poor souls out of sight.
Yep. Good. More works. More hands for the gristle. Mm-hmm. Pull them down another side alley and start searching them.
Yeah, as you're pulling the bodies away, however, as I did say that this building is patrolled by English troops, a couple of soldiers look down the alleyway and see you dragging a body. One of them has a spotlight on you, and you hear the clack clack of the other one pulling the bolt on his rifle.
Hey there! Hey! Can you help us with Dave? He got a little drunk and Kent's has passed out.
Give me a roll.
Right.
Deceit.
It's a 7.
Yeah, no problem. Right. Yeah, sure. Since you're speaking out and English and unaccented English in particular. The guy holsters his rifle and comes over to you, and the guy that you're dragging, he grabs the other arm. Yeah, but now he sees that there are two other people on the ground here.
Now that close, I'm going to put a finger to my lips and pull out my guild ID, my guild investigator badge.
Sure. They're a little wary. They look at the IDs, and one of them seems to know what it is. It's like, oh, you didn't read the memo. These guys are good. What can we do for you, sir?
Just need to keep it quiet. We need to make sure no one else knows that we've got three possible agents.
Right. One of them goes to one end of the alley. The other one goes to the other end of the alley, and they kind of just are hanging out and blocking the ends of the alley.
Oh, I was going to add to my party, pal.
Damn. I think we're on our side, Mr. Marlowe. Well, now, anyway.
Like a pyramid of heads.
So
let's just get this underway. No skull thrown for you today.
Oh.
So you pat down the bodies?
Yeah, I search them.
Okay. Other than several money and British currency, the only thing that you really find is one of them has a vacuum tube.
Excellent!
Mr. Thing, can you help us secure them, tie them up?
Goes.
And while you guys are doing this in the alleyway, Alex finishes her set and takes a break. And when she takes a break, she...
I make sure to... By the way, Bert, as I messaged there, I am watching her intently.
She goes to the bar and orders a couple of drinks, one for herself and one for you, and sashays back over to you and lays the drink down. And she flashes you a big smile, and she says, man, we so very seldom get celebrities here.
By the way, she didn't do anything. I didn't see anything suspicious with the drink at all.
No, the bartender poured it, and didn't really see anything.
Okay.
Let's see. Sharon, you're over at the bar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you see the whole handling. The bartender just pours it out, and she just collects it. Nothing untoward happens there. He pulled the liquor bottles right off the top shelf that he's been pouring from all night long.
Okay.
And, so she comes back to your table, Bishop, and she's like, the whole performance guys kind of come in is down. And, while she is still a very attractive woman as she's sitting here talking to you, she's not trying to win you over. She's not trying to be that star power or anything right now. She's okay. Just being very down to earth and just wants to talk to you. And she's like, yeah, we don't get too many celebrities here. What brings you out this way?
Oh, I was just out doing a dig. One of my friends works with Nags, and I figured I'd actually, come out here. Although, unfortunately, I missed all the fun due to some business I had to take care of.
Oh, that's a shame. I hear that you've got some political aspirations. Are you on your way to London?
It may be a stop. I move around. Metapol is my home, but I'm hoping to help out both in Metapol and in my great home country of London.
Sure. Basically, she's just doing some table chat with you between.
I start chatting and asking her questions as well. If I can make a rapport roll to learn about her past.
Yeah, you sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, Bert, I'm going to just keep an eye on them from a distance.
Sure.
Question: this first impression.
While I'm doing this, Sharon, why don't you make another alertness roll? This is kind of a different scene. And what was your question?
Does Bishop? First impressions?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay, then that would.
And that would be a 6.
Very good. Okay, and what is your role there for Bishop?
8 for my rapport role.
She's not really. You know what? What are you trying to get out of her? She's actually pretty much an open book. She's more than happy to talk about herself. So what are you trying to get from her?
What brought her to Cairo? How'd you get the gig here?
Sure.
What do you, because the band, and I ask a little bit about the band members. Do you know them? Like, are they cool? Because they're obviously pretty good. Kind of learn about the band, kind of learn about her and them.
Okay.
When did she start working here?
Okay. Well, easy enough.
Also, I'm listening for any accent.
Okay. She actually came here, as a first aid worker. She was a nurse, volunteer, Red Cross. Red Cross existed during World War II, right? Working Red Cross, and she found that she just didn't have the stomach for it. Like, she wanted to help people, particularly soldiers, but she just couldn't deal with the kind of trauma she was seeing. And she's always had a good voice, And, you know, not having enough money to get back home, kind of stuck in Cairo, and she couldn't continue working, with the organization. She just kind of got into, you know, playing nightclubs, over the last year. She's kind of perfected her routine. Her voice has gotten better. You know, she's gotten to like it here, and she still feels that she is doing something, for the boys back home, she says, you know, by entertaining, even though she can't do it in her chosen capacity. She just wasn't able to deal with the, you know, the loss of limbs and the people that she was too much trauma for her to deal with. So she couldn't do that anymore.
She knows
that. And as for an accent, definitely kind of, countryside British accent. So like, not like an upper class London, but more of a, I don't know, what's a good accent from a countryside?
Norfolk.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah. Although, the accent only comes when she's doing this, like when she's talking to somebody one on one, when she's entertaining, it's not there at all.
In other words, she knows how to control her voice.
Yes. Yes, she does. And in this conversation, she appears to be completely honest with you. I mean, she's not really trying to hold anything back. She's pretty, she likes talking to people. Anyway, after this foray here, she says, well, I've got another set. Maybe after the next set, we can continue our drinks.
Possibly.
Okay. And, she goes back to performing. what you notice, Sharon, as you're kind of keeping track of what's going on, after she starts her next set, you notice that the bartender, has pulled out, another bottle, from kind of like, underneath the bar and is, you know, pulled the plug out and put in a pour spout and has kind of left it aside. And when he's pouring drinks for people, he's not pouring it out of that bottle.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. How,
wow. May I just say this, that I literally was going to cut myself off now and use the excuse that I had to run some tests in business. That's what's funny, is I was going to do it this time.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just reporting what,
Oh, God.
All right, so were you going to do anything with that information, or are you just kind of watching?
Oh, so he's not pouring drinks out of that bottle? It's just sitting on the side?
He's opened it up, and he's put a pour spout on it, but he hasn't been serving it to anyone.
Hmm, and is it behind the bar or near? Like,
it is behind the bar.
Yeah. All the way behind the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's the same, it's gin also?
Yes. Looks to be the same label, looks to be the same, you know, the same one that's on the rail that he's pouring from now, and that one's not even, like, half empty yet, so you're not quite sure why he's already opened another one.
Okay, all right, I'm going to, talk to him about it. I'm going to ask him, ask him, how much is it to, get a bottle to, take away?
Oh, basically, he says five pounds.
Oh, okay. sure. I'll take it. Take the whole bottle. You just opened one, right? I'll just take that one.
Oh no, no. This is a special one. Here, let me get you another one.
Why is that one special?
Oh, it's he looks a little. He's kind of eyeballing, looking like everywhere but directly at you. It just is. I'm going to put it on the rail here in a minute. I just opened it up to breathe a little. Here, let me get you one that's not open.
No. I'll take the one that's open. Weak wrist. I'll take that one. I take the 5 pounds out. It's like, and you've been such a great bartender. Here. And I hand him 8 pounds.
All right. He's hesitating, and it's like he takes the money though, and he's like, sure, here. He takes the spout off of it and puts the lid back on for you. And so he says, here you go.
Great.
You see, he's sweating a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right, Mr. Bishop, could you escort me and Miss Ellerby up to our rooms, please?
Oh, I'm guessing you go over to my table.
Yes.
Okay, I'm like,
with the bottle.
Oh, sure. I kind of wave and I like kind of have that like I'm sorry, I have to go to Alexandra.
All right. So she finishes her set, and I'm sorry, what were you doing, Sharon? You got the bottle, and you told Miss Ellerby to do what?
No,
she came over to Bishop during the set and was dragging me off. And I kind of shrug and I kind of do the, I'm sorry, maybe, you know, kind of like, I'm sorry type thing. Like, I have to do this. I have to go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to act like I'm a little bit tipsy, and it's like, could you just escort me up to my room, please?
About that time, Alex finishes her set, and she comes over, and she smiles at you. Wow, I'm sorry, I just completely forgot your character's name, Sharon. Miss Elizabeth Rackham.
Yes.
So she smiles at Miss Rackham, says, oh, is this a friend of yours, Mr. Bishop?
Yes. Unfortunately, she seems to have had a little bit more than her share, and I think I need to help her back to the room.
Oh, well, that's a pity. The alcohol is much stronger here than it is in the States, that's for sure. Well, perhaps next time, if you're staying in the hotel, I'll be playing again tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And she looks over here at Miss Rackham and says, very pleased to meet you. She shakes at her hand. And
pleased to meet you, too. I'll send him back in a minute. I just want to make sure I get to my room all right.
She smiles, and she sits down where she had been sitting before. She had left her drink there, and she just, you know, finishes her drink.
As a note, Bert, as Joshua pointed out, the States? What are the Germans planning?
True.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Bishop, as we walk out of the room, as we get towards, you know, upstairs towards my room, it's like, Mr. Bishop, here, I hand him the bottle. I just wanted to let you know, I watched the bartender been sitting at the bar. He opened this. He hasn't been pouring any drinks out of it. He was very reluctant to part with it.
It's probably drug. I take some of it and pour, I'm thinking about this, like, if it's drug, I have an idea. I'm going to be an evil, evil man. I take the bottle and, I find a glass in the room. I pour some of this. I said, don't drink any of this. This is for testing purposes later. Mm. And then I go back downstairs and I, get a glass of water from the bartender and I pour another, and I use the bottle to pour a glass for, Alexandra. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're putting the drugs, the potentially drug stuff, in a glass for Alexandra.
Yes, and getting water for myself, watching the bartender get me water.
Okay, fair enough. Alexandra goes, you know, towards the end of her set. She goes and sits with a bunch of other soldiers, and she goes over to the bar.
I kind of wave her
over. Oh yeah, she smiles and waves at you. Yeah.
As she's going to the bar, it's like, no, I already have drinks.
Oh no, these are for the soldiers over there at table 3.
Oh, okay. And,
okay. Your alertness roll was 7 for the scene. Okay. So yeah. As she's getting drinks for the soldiers, you know that you notice the bartender catches his eye and he shakes his head, at her, and, she just nods and takes the drinks over the table. You hear her tell the soldiers, yeah, this is on the house for all your hard work. And, she'll come back to the table and sit down with you.
I decided to buy you the round this time. Unfortunately, I'm not really able to partake as I have some other business tonight, so I've had to switch to water.
Oh, well, thank you. She sits down, continues the conversation with you, and she sips on the drink.
And I'm watching her for any of the effects. I'm familiar with all the bind drugs I've had described to me and tested on me.
Bishop is a drug dealer.
Bishop, you notice after, you know, she's drank about half of it at this point. She's done for the night, so she's done singing. So, about halfway through, you notice that she's starting to slur her words a little bit. You notice her eyes are crossing now and then. She's acting like she's drank a lot more liquor than she has.
I'm very nice. Like, well, you're done to the night. Let me help you to, to a room.
There is now a lot of giggling as she finds that she's unable to stand very well.
I kind of help her and, like, just kind of shrug to the other people and start, you know, taking her. Oh, God, this is going to look horrible. My wife is going to kill me. But I kind of take her upstairs.
What, no photos of this for Miss Rackham?
Look, it's just in the room still. I go to Rackham's room.
All right. As you're doing it, she's still aware enough that she's like kind of mumbling at you. She's like, no, I don't live here. This is not where I live.
It's okay. It's okay. You seem to have drank a little too much. I'll leave you with my, my friend in my friend's room. You don't have to worry about me. I won't leave you in my room.
she kind of she titters at and looks up at you, and she puts her hand on your face and says, "You're handsome." And she tries to kiss you.
I make sure that doesn't happen. I'm like, no, no, no.
In the back of your mind, you're sure you heard a photograph click off somewhere.
It's being dulled.
I'm like, no, no, no. We're taking you to my friend's room, and I go to Rackham's room.
By the time you get to Rackham's room, she's like half unconscious, and she, you know, you had to carry her. She's still kind of giggly, and she's still trying to kiss you, and she's got like no control over motor functions at this point. You knock on Rackham's door.
I open it with the camera in my hand.
No photographs, please. I bring her into the room.
Yeah. She's passed out by this point.
Okay, I get on the Quantum and call. I have a question. What's Gavin doing during all this? But I call
during the show. Face palming. He is face palming.
I call Nick on the Quantum.
All right. So let's cut back to the scene in the alleyway. So two soldiers are guarding the alleyway at both ends. You've got three unconscious people that speak German and look like they shouldn't be wearing what they're wearing.
Yeah. Right. So where should we take them, or do you want to interrogate them here?
We can do it here. I slap one of them awake.
All right. Since you made to only do as much as was necessary to take them out.
Yeah. Sure. I'll do the one that had the radio transistor in his pocket.
Yeah. He comes to consciousness with a machine gun, rapid fire German, and he's like, and he looks around, wide-eyed at you.
Guten Tag.
He was basically yelling out name, rank, and serial number.
Yeah. Ah, good. So here's the thing. I've had a long night. You've had a long night. You don't want to die. I don't want to have to kill you. So you tell me what you know.
Are you speaking in German since you said...
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You tell me what you know. We can make this quick.
It's kind of dark, and as you speak German fluently, he is really unable to make out. So he's like, countrymen, what is it you want?
Well, the thing is that there's been a recall, and y'all ain't quite heard of it. So we're trying to bring all of the cell back in. We know that you're here, but we don't know where the others are.
Oh, finally, we're being recalled from this dustbin of a place.
Yeah, it's hotter than hell. After the last mission, we think that we have a pipeline of guns into the Bedouins, and we're going to try an uprising there.
Ah, yes, yes, they're ripe for it. Just a few more of our sleeper agents to cause mayhem, and they'll be ready to rise.
Exactly. So where's the base? So.
All right. This is where you'll need to make me a roll here.
Deceit?
Deceit is fine, yeah.
Given I'm lying?
Yeah.
And don't you also still have that special ability that lets you use deceit for rapport anyway?
No. I got rid of it as is, in fact, pointless. It's an 8.
And you said something that might get them off, so I'm going to give them a... he's completely non...
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the new base? Oh, yes. Yeah. Rather ingenious, wasn't it? Right under their very noses. One of their own national treasures.
Yes, the Sphinx, of course. The Zeppelin. The Zeppelin with the red, it had a red prop or a red
fin. Rudder? I forget. The tail fin, basically.
Yeah. Did y'all get the Zeppelin with the red rudder yet?
Yes. Herr Klein brought the artifact. And with that and the other two that we found, soon we'll have everything we need.
Mm-hmm. And it's still back at the Sphinx, because it's very important that we collect them all.
Of course. He should be back there now.
Okay.
Tell me, why have you bound me?
Oh. Well, we weren't quite sure that you would be ready to come in. You stick...
Oh, I see. Yes, you're preserving my undercover. Oh, yes!
Exactly. I'd look at the other and shrug. Oh, yes, the entrance. How do we access?
Oh, it's under the left paw. You have, it's very, you haven't been there yet. Oh, it's very dangerous. No. You have to have the whistle.
Mm-hmm. And do one of y'all have a whistle?
Oh, no, no, we've never gone to the base. We have to keep him undercover here, of course.
Oh, okay. Where's your cell leader, or where's the person who would have the whistle?
Now he's starting to look just a little suspicious.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little?
You should know that information already.
We belong to a separate cell.
Okay. Sleep! No. we belong to a separate cell. And as I said, we're here to bring you all in. So.
Oh, I see. Okay. So you're new. You haven't met anyone yet. Oh, okay.
No.
And hopefully once you've managed to have a word with your cell leader, ours can take over and you can all go home.
Oh, yes. We never actually meet him directly. It appears that my hands are bound. There's a key. There's a key in my shoe. Information is left for us in that room.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a spare whistle there somewhere.
Sounds great. I shrug to the other two. You all got anything else for this?
Excuse me for a second as I start removing his shoe.
Yes, and there's a key in his shoe.
I secrete it into my shoe just to keep that cover for the moment.
Oh, what happens now? Oh, yes, you should probably rob us and render us unconscious so that it would look like we were mugged. Yeah, that would be the best.
Okay.
Are you having trouble beating this?
No. Why are we losing?
How incompetent are our underlings?
Okay.
Nick was very convincing.
Did you just hear the scene where a guy drugged? Did you just not hear the last scene?
Drugged a woman?
Yeah, for no damn reason. Yeah, that one.
Actually, I thought it was the truth drugs, and I was taking her. I was assuming it was one of the truth drugs rather than just a knockout drug so that I could, you know, where it's suggestive and just take them that way. I didn't think she'd
I guess now you can extract the truth elsewhere. But okay, right.
So you get the call. Okay, hold on. Okay, who did you call, Marcus?
I called Marlo.
Okay, Marlo, your quantum radio does the familiar buzzing.
Oh, I say hello.
Marlo, I have a package for you to interrogate.
Okay, where is the package?
In Rackham's room.
Okay.
Although the package is a bit drugged.
We're
yes, that was the sound of the face.
I have the singer. She's a bit drugged. Apparently, she was going to try and drug me, but Rackham got the glass.
Are you sure that it was you and not some soldiers, like, continuing their plan for what she's been? Okay.
Can I hear this conversation, Maya?
You're in the room that he's talking in.
I'm pretty sure it's probably more than one since it was a whole bottle.
Probably more than one person was going to be drunk because it was a whole bottle. Also, I think the bartender's in on it.
Or they
the bartender is in on it.
The bartender is in on it, and they drug people.
Reusing the same damn bottle. Okay. Anyways, yeah, sure.
Let's finish with these three and hand them over to the two soldier boys.
I mean, we could just kill them here. I don't really see a need to hand them over to anyone.
No, we'll hand them over to England.
Wait, why are we doing that?
Because technically we're still allies with England at this point
in time. Right, but why don't we just kill them?
Because the English may extract more information or may get something out of it. You never know, they may hold three British agents at this point in time and they can do an exchange.
And it's not like they can get any worse agents out here.
Well, I mean,
I somehow think they're gonna get even more information.
See, Marlo, you've been doing it all wrong all this time. See, you shouldn't be taking out the incompetent agents. You should be leaving them in place so they don't get replaced with competent agents.
Exactly. If you weed them out, natural selection is gonna be that eventually the competent ones are gonna end up on.
Here's the problem: is that, you know. If they get captured, then the British are going to know they got captured. And then that might filter back to the Germans. We could just murder them, and they just got killed in the back alley.
They failed to report, and three agents vanishing at once. Just as suspicious as the possibility of it leaking from the British. Either way, they're going to have to disappear. This way, at least, they'll still be alive, and they can get further information. Whereas if you kill them, then they have three dead bodies murdered very professionally, tied up and robbed.
Various items such as the key, then missing.
Also, keep in mind, you've got two British soldiers as witnesses. Yes. Just killing someone in cold blood, probably not such a good thing.
Yes.
Okay, I could kill them, too.
Please don't.
Okay, so let's rifle their pockets.
Yes.
And their shoes. Don't forget their shoes.
You basically find some more cash, and you find some in native currency, some in pounds, not anything else, really.
Even though you want to take a gander with your goggles.
Of course, I will do so.
I go away.
Right. Yeah, they're not augmented in any way. They don't have any secret compartments amongst them, their bodies. They're not having any cylinders shoved anywhere. nothing untoward noticed with your goggles.
Save Steve, just don't mention it.
Where's the little tube?
Yes,
who has the radio tube?
And then we hand them over to the two soldiers and head up.
Yeah. Meanwhile, back in the bar on his 10th banana daiquiri.
I'm going to Gavin.
Is George picking up girls?
No, George is enjoying his daiquiris. There's no girls to pick up. I mean, this is no girls the in the crowd.
Girl who could be picked up was picked up and.
Yes, George gave you the stink eye as you left with her.
Yes, Pishet's picked up only available girl.
Oh God, I'm screwed. Or maybe I'm not screwed, and that's the problem.
All right, so
and what's it worth to you,
Gavin? What were you doing during all of this?
Around this point, I think I'll probably be arriving at Luxor and hell out away from everyone else. My plan, such as it was to stay in the bar and then follow Alexandra home so we knew where she lived. But obviously, that's going out the window now that Bishop's made his move on her.
Bow chicka bow wow.
What you do notice then is when Bishop leaves with Alexandra, the bartender gets like some junior guy over to take over for him, and you know, he takes off his smock and he's heading out.
Fine, I'll follow him then. Mm-hmm. We've got to follow someone. Can't leave the dad right away.
He's actually going behind like where the bar area is, so he's going into like kind of a back room. So he's not leaving like the room per se. He's going into a back room. So how do you want to do this?
Well, I can see I won't be able to.
Well, it's a busy bar, and some kid is now pouring drinks. He doesn't look like he knows what he's doing too well.
Is it possible to just get a sneak into the back room?
It's possible. Give me a stealth roll there.
I don't have any stealth.
Okay. Give me 40 fudge and pray you do well.
Okay. That's I might throw that in. Want to see what a roll.
How do you not have a crappy roll?
How do you not have it?
Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Oh. Four. Yeah, the kid is distracted. The soldiers are yelling at him because he's not pouring right. Actually, it seems like they're encouraging him to pour more alcohol rather than less. And you're able to sneak in the back room. You hear the guy. He's speaking German. There's apparently a phone back there. And you're catching a some tourist just took Alexandra up to a room. I think she's drugged. Some nosy woman spotted the drug bottle. I think they're on to us.
God damn it.
Yeah, that was y'all.
I know.
Mine went on perfect.
Yes, I'll keep an eye out. I know what the one man looked like. The woman, I think I can find out what room she's in.
Oh no.
So yeah, you're hearing this. He's talking to some person over the phone.
Don't worry, I'm just going to brute force this once he's finished the phone call.
And he hangs up the phone, turns around.
Face to face with the Marmoset Avenger. Right. Look into my eyes and tell me everything I want to know.
You got to try and hypnotize him on the spot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a minus just because he is an unwilling participant. Do it as a minus two, and he will get a roll to self-discipline.
Currently, I'm on a six. Whoa, that's another plus four I rolled.
Wow, you're hot tonight.
Bow chicka bow, well.
Oh, wow. And he rolls a minus two.
Wow.
He rolls four negatives.
Four negatives and four positives in the same set.
The masked marmoset apparently strikes fear in the heart of bartenders everywhere. right? Yeah. He looks into the hypnotic, into your hypnotic gaze. And, all right. He seems to gone under quickly.
Basically, tell who you're talking to. What are your plans here? Who do you work for? Stat spilling.
Yes. I work for Herr Klein. He's speaking German. You understand German. Yes. We are paid to drug soldiers and to get them onto certain flights. Where Herr Klein introduces his serum to them to makes them act in strange ways that allow us to create acts of sabotage and acts of terrorism.
One moment. Marlo, you there? You're somewhere quiet? You can listen?
Yeah. I am not Marlo. I don't know who this Marlo is.
Well, just repeat what you told me. So he does that. And then you continue on from there.
Yeah, that's kind of what we figured. What is his plan with the woman? And or did you tell me about that? Do I know?
He hasn't said anything about Alexander.
Well, no, I was asking you. Did you tell me? Or?
Yeah, I got him to repeat what he just told me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but what about the woman that he just figured out?
Yes, he didn't say anything about
the woman. Yeah, I don't know about that. Are you going to tell me?
Well, then I know Bishop went off with her. I don't know the details.
Oh, my fucking going. Okay.
I assume Bishop might be listening too, for all I know on this call.
Yeah. So what is his plans for the, when he figures out where Alexandria is?
I was directed to watch, to find out who you are.
And then?
That is all I have been instructed to do. Alexandra is simply paid to drug the men. She is nothing to us.
Okay. Tell them my room number, that it's my room number, and then let's let the German, take the phone off his ear so he doesn't hear this part.
Yes. No, he'll remember what I want him to remember. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. I just don't want them to hypnotize him and then,
Yep.
Anyways, let's get him to direct people. Do we really care? We can break into the Sphinx tonight and deal with it. Just get him to shoot himself, and we'll...
you seem remarkably bloodthirsty tonight.
Yeah, I'm not feeling in a good mood, to be honest with you.
How about we get him to report himself to the British authorities? Let's go through our midway point.
Yes.
I am a spy.
Yeah,
we can do that. I don't care.
Let's go use this key and find, go look that.
Well, room. I have to deal with the Alexandra issue.
You do the interrogation.
Does the bartender know anything about it getting into the Sphinx?
Oh, no, he doesn't know anything about the Sphinx at all. He is a German agent working for 3R. He was stationed here to keep track of the troops. He will also tell you that he's been paying Alexandra to drug certain troops who he has told her that they are spies, that they are working against the English, the British throne, and that she is doing a service to her country by drugging these men and being paid well for it.
And does he know where Herr Klein is at the moment?
Yes, he does. He knows that Klein is back in Cairo now. He was on a dig, but he has returned.
Klein!
Well, who was he directly talking to then?
He was talking to Klein. Yeah, he was talking to Klein. Right. Yeah.
So obviously he knew where to ring. Where's the phone number that he rang?
He has no idea where the phone is. He knows what the number is.
Yeah.
Yes, he gives you the number. 555. No.
555 German spies are us.
Oh, hey, Gavin. You have the radio. I think I have the key. Let's go ahead and make that happen.
I am the key master. You are the gatekeeper.
Yep.
That is one of the worst lines you have used yet.
Yep. So let's get together, summon Zul. Wait, no. I forgot. Ooh, no, Zul's that.
No,
guy.
Summon Goza.
Yeah,
Zul takes over and becomes the gatekeeper.
Steak poke marshmallow position. Top. Rackham's home for compromised, wayward, worldly women. French is in Medieval, Cairo, Gibraltar, and aboard the unnamed Zeppelin. Donations accepted.
Yes. All right. So back in the room then, Marlo.
So
finish your phone call with Gavin.
Yeah. Gavin's coming up, and then we're going to leave.
What'd we do with the, what'd you do with the hypnotized German? Tell him to go turn himself in?
Yeah, well, if we got these other, well, I don't know about the other spies that Marlowe followed.
Yeah, I'll blow you about that.
Yeah, fine, we'll get it. He can go and say he's associated with that lot, and the British can deal with him.
No wonder why he did it.
I wish we
he could. Can tell them. They tell them everything.
Just, his mind is completely on what you learned problem. About her.
Yeah, we
she'll
all
get you in on the once we.
Okay. So then what?
We get a PC hive mind going and share details and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
You're all in the one room now.
So then what do we do with her then? Since she's just misguided.
Sleep.
Oh, she seems to be doing that very well on her own.
She's drugged. She's drugged. Okay.
I'm sorry. She has been drugged.
Hey, Marlo, would you like a little gin to relax?
No, I have bloodlust. I haven't killed anyone today. It's been a bad day. I've had some side quests.
How did you kill people?
I don't know.
Let's just make sure this is kept on record. This woman has been drugged, abducted, and now we're beating her up, apparently. Or at least one person is.
And also, apparently, she's just a misguided person who believes she's helping the British crown.
Oh, God. Yeah, let her wake up in the morning and be fine about it.
Actually, I'll put a note in her pocket.
Vote for Bishop!
And absolutely nothing happens.
Actually, I'll just put her on the bed gently.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. One second right. here. On okay, thank you. Yes. It's my room. I get the bed. Thank you.
Well, we're not going to be doing any sleeping. We're going to be raiding the Sphinx.
Yeah, but I don't really want to leave her I don't want to leave her in my room.
Okay, fine. Well, do you want to? No, I was going to say we'll put her in my room.
Sure, that.
Okay, we put her in my. I'll move her to my room. I'm going to regret it, but I'll move her to my room.
We could just go and we could actually just get a new room. You realize this?
Yes, I'll rent
a
new room.
We have this. Actually, we have an entire floor to ourselves.
I put her in one of the rooms.
She's put in a room we are not using. And now we go to the room which we have the mysterious key for.
9 months later, Bishop is being sued again for a patrimony suit.
I will fight that paternity suit.
Yeah.
So, we put the key in the slot.
Yep, okay, yeah, the key is one of the middle level rooms on the tower, and open it up, and it's, it's got the little sign up front saying do not disturb.
Before that, Ethan Thane, please check for booby traps.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking
Ethan Thane?
Yep, do that.
Yes, no problem, it just looks like a standard hotel lock.
Can you scan the contents of the room before we open it?
Yeah, there's no one in there.
And nothing about to go boom? Nothing's about to explode in our faces.
No, nothing odd. Looks like a room.
Bert, come on now. You don't get to sound skeptical when you have literally tried to kill us so many times using
Bert,
this.
Do I see a little red dot shining on one of the windows at the end? Do I see metal rafters that look like they're going to fall down on all the windows and doors and the room is going to fill with gas and explode?
Not this room.
Okay. Yeah.
Do any of the bricks have detonators in them?
Yeah. Okay. So
do I shoot them off to get us home with it?
Yes.
We go in.
It's just a standard hotel room. It actually doesn't look like anyone's really been staying here, despite the fact that there's the do not disturb thing on the outside of the door. There's no clothes in the hamper. There's no clothes in the closet. This dry bar or the courtesy bar is still full. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing that would show that someone was using this. There is, however, in the little, there's provided these little baskets where you stick stuff like your wallets and stuff that you carry in your pant pockets. So there's one of these little collecting bins by the bedside, and in it is a pass card and a whistle.
We'll take that. and then we'll prepare to assault the Sphinx tomorrow night, or next, in 2 weeks.
Yep. Anything else you want to do before we end? You have this pass card. It's hard. It's hard plastic, like a Bakelite. And yes, it looks like one of the cards you would use in a Babbage engine. And the whistle is it's largish. It's brass, and it doesn't have one of those little P's in it that like a police whistle has. When you shake it, nothing rattles on the inside.
Yeah, there's several things we want to do with us then. We can use my computer to check what's on the pass key.
Yeah, sure. And use the radio key.
Yep. You just put the radio valve in the radio thing and see what frequency it's at.
Yep.
And blow the whistle and see what happens when we're just isolated from anywhere else.
Marlo, you in the room when they do all this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. You blow the whistle, and, you know, you're
Frederick gets annoyed.
Yeah, you're blowing hard into the whistle. No one can hear the thing. And then Frederick just starts wailing.
Stop it. Stop it now. It's high-pitched. Frederick doesn't like it.
They're going to have a big, giant dog there, aren't they? Genetically modified dog.
No, but can I get a reading? Using my sonic, can I get a reading on what the frequency of the whistle is?
Yeah. And it's essentially, okay. It's a dog whistle.
But I'll just be able to replicate that with my sonic if I need to.
Oh, and to make sure we don't leave this hanging and we can prove the soldier innocent, or at least having problems, did the test finish running on the drugs?
If you want to check in on it. Unfortunately, his blood is clean.
What about the hair?
The hair, that will, yeah, well, I'll just go ahead and give it to you. Yeah, it's got, ethyl hydrate. Basically it's, it'll show up in the follicle. So he was definitely knocked out by something. But no other drug is, shown in his system.
Yeah.
We have evidence.
We
let the British deal with it. If they want to be jerks, they're jerks. If they don't, they don't.
Marlo.
So we'll check what's on the pass card?
String of numbers. So it is a pass card of some sort.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
Yeah. What do you want to do? I still have, some samples from that bottle of drugged alcohol sitting here. What do you want done with it?
The rest of the bottle.
Yeah.
Drink. No.
You first, sir.
I've been looking for a good drink. No, I don't care. I mean, we just have a bottle. Sweet.
Okay, we marked down that we have a drug bottle.
So I can.
Oh,
I can
actually, I don't want to send any information, but can we plug that piece into the radio and see if we hear anything and figure out what the range is for Gavin?
Yeah, we already did that.
Oh, okay.
We said we were doing it. I don't know if it happened.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened.
Yeah, there's just at the current time, there's nothing being nothing to receive. I mean, you could certainly broadcast if you wanted to. But,
okay.
Turning it on and listening.
Make a note of the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it the frequency normally used by 3?
No, it is a different frequency. Ultra low bandwidth.
Ooh, that's different. Normally they like the highs.
Mm-hmm. Alright, next time attack the Sphinx. just blow it up from the air. That'll be easier than going in.
Crash the unnamed.
You have to outdo the French.
Crash the unnamed Zeppelin into it.
Problem is, when we attempt to destroy it, it will stand up on its two legs, four legs, and go on a rampage.
That's what the dog whistle is for, right?
Mm.
Does it have its nose at this point?
No, because it got blown off when Napoleon was through here recently, I would guess.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering. Cannoned off by Napoleon, who's still alive and in control of.
Wait, what?
Napoleon. Yes, I've said this multiple times. There is still a Napoleon out there.
Yes.
How do we have Tesla and Napoleon in the same?
Because
universe?
It's timey-wimey. It's timey-wimey. Okay.
That's the thing. If the next season jumps ahead in time, even if it's like 100 years in time, we could be in exactly the same time period because it's so vague.
It's vague. Mm-hmm. It's vaguely vague.
But can you give any kind of indication of when you're thinking of setting the next season?
Oh, no. I'm going to leave that for a big surprise.
Oh.
So long as it's not like future sci-fi.
No. It's not going to be like, you know, very long. It's going to be some years will pass. A handful of years will pass.
And Bishop will hopefully select it.
Well, that
is
all
Bishop
depends.
Going to come back, or is he going to get retired?
No, he's getting retired. His goal is going to be to continue Tesla's legacy, Tesla's true legacy, and then retire.
From jail after many women have, sued him for illegitimate children and
what
abuse.
What are you talking about? He understood protection.
Wow.
Going with that angle, are you?
Yes, but the question is, does he understand extortion?
Hey, I will make you will not extort me with those photos.
Alright. So we will end it there then. One experience all the way around. And it looks like we are, you're didn't get quite as far along as I thought you would, but I think we can still wrap it up in one more session. It might go just a little longer next time, but I think we can still wrap it up.
Okay.
Yay.
I expected that you would have at least gotten to the Sphinx this session. So. But at least you're going to start there next session, which is just as good.
Hang on. I have no memory of travel time. When did we get here? How did we get here?
It's Inception, man. We're on the third level.
Right. Not the third level. That's unstable.
Yeah, it's 10 XP for one refresh of the
dead. Yes. I'm going to stop recording in a second.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, bluemagik.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
In a tavern, and an old crazy man with a staff walks in.
He stops at your table and says, "No, I don't think so," and walks on.
Walks out.
You notice that he's trailing toilet paper.
I heard there was crime. Monkey crime. The worst type of crime.
We could all start talking like that.
Stop stepping my bailiwick.
Makes me think of all those political attack ads.
I'm Gareth Drake, and I approve this message.
How would you if monkeys took your jetpack?
Monkeys took my jetpack at mtmjetpack.com.